joined by Giants special teams coordinator Tom Quinn. And, Coach, thanks for a couple minutes. Let's still talk a little bit about your groups, the special teams units. And it's one of those situations where when you focus on it, isn't it something that you almost have to wait until you're through the draft process and everything to know exactly who you got to compete?
Yeah, it changes every year who your core players are, you know, especially in this day and age of the NFL with all the movement. So, yeah, you know, it all starts to come together in the spring, and then once you get into training camp, you start to have a better idea who those core players are going to be.
What is essential for you when you look at a player? What's the most essential thing that they must have in their core to be a core special teams player?
They got to be smart and tough. You know, those are the first two things. Obviously, then you add some speed and whatever their skill set is and try and put them in the best position so they can have the best success on the field.
Obviously, last year, the Giants special teams performed quite well. Brad Wing was a really nice addition. Josh Brown did a great job kicking the football. And Dwayne Harris gave you a real lift in the return game. How do you build upon things like that? Because the roster changes so much from year to year.
Well, you focus on the things that you didn't do as well, and you try and improve upon them so you're, you know, at the top levels all the way across. But it all starts with the specialists, you know, having a guy that can kick it as consistent as Josh has been for us since he's been here. And then Brad, you know, he's got tremendous upside. And then Dwayne is just a heck of a player who ended up playing quite a bit on offense. And so it kind of took away, you know, probably what he does best in special teams is coverage. And so we didn't get to see that as much from him this year.
What about this kickoff rule where the touchback is now the 25-yard line? You're anxious to see how it's going to sort of play out?
Yeah. I mean, we've been talking about it, kicking it around. And I don't know if you want to concede those, you know, the yards, because usually the drive started right around the 20, 21 for us over the last 5 years. And so, you know, we've been solid on kickoff coverage. So if you have the opportunity to pin them inside the 20, the 25, I think it could help your team out with the field position.
Is it, you know, everyone's saying right now, well, you know, there'll be a lot of mortar kicks, you know, outside the hash, but it's not easy to just do that. Is there a great fear that, man, if we have an errant kick here and the thing goes out of bounds, then we're really hurting ourselves?
You definitely don't want it out of bounds. And I think it'd just be more directional kickoffs with hang. Not as much the mortar. The mortar usually comes down around the 20, 15-yard line, and you want to get this thing right on the goal line, so they got to make a decision. If you can get great hang time and you've got the location that you want, then you could have good coverage.
Final question. Obviously, Coach McAdoo being named the head coach of the Giants. As he goes from the offensive coordinator job to the head coach, what are some of the things that you feel he's brought to the table as far as the energy is concerned?
Just great energy, you know, enthusiasm. He wants to kind of get back into the special teams end of it. A lot of times when you're an offense coordinator or a quarterback coach, when we're doing special teams, they're training their quarterbacks and using that practice time. So I think he's excited to get back to that, and it really gives him a chance to be around the whole team because, you know, we coach all positions. So it'd be a great opportunity for him.
That's Giants special teams coordinator Tom Quinn.